So looking at this question here, we know that someone who's a professional triathlete with a low heart rate is going to have a very high cardiovascular capacity with increased preload in the heart, increased venous return, increased cardiac output. So this is physiologic dilatation, okay? Physiologic hypertrophy. Normal ejection fraction is about 55 to 70. High ejection fraction in this patient is physiologic rather than pathologic. So this is consistent with eccentric hypertrophy, where the myocardial sarcomeres are laid in series, as opposed to being laid parallel, which is consistent with concentric hypertrophy. Now, once again, this is physiologic, healthy, normal hypertrophy, and it's eccentric. Eccentric hypertrophy reflects increased volume in the heart, increased preload. We can also see that pathologically with aortic regurgitation. And likewise, concentric hypertrophy reflects increased afterload on the heart, pressure overload. You can see that with aortic stenosis and also systemic hypertension. Concentric hypertrophy is often associated with an S4 heart sound, which reflects diastolic dysfunction, inability of the heart to expand, which is what we have for choice B here, and that's not correct. So diastolic dysfunction. USMLE wants you to know that's associated with hypertrophic and restrictive cardiomyopathy. So you're going to have increased left ventricular end diastolic pressure, a normal left ventricular end diastolic volume, and a normal ejection fraction. Okay, so those parameters are actually very important. Students think in diastolic dysfunction, oh, like, how does that make sense? Like, how is the heart able to expand to the same volume? It does expand to the same volume. It just requires more pressure in order to achieve that. And then the ejection fraction is normal. That's really, really important. In systolic dysfunction, we have decreased ejection fraction. So in dilated cardiomyopathy, for instance, choice C, we would have increased left ventricular end diastolic volume, increased left ventricular end diastolic pressure because of the volume increase, and decreased ejection fraction. Okay, so in somebody who has congestive heart failure, let's say dilated heart, S3 heart sound, we'd expect a low ejection fraction. So whereas in this patient, we have a high ejection fraction with a dilated heart, it's a healthy heart. We can sometimes see high output cardiac failure pathologically with high ejection fraction in people who, let's say, have arteriovenous fistulae. That's a common cause, such as in Paget disease, or those who have dialysis as a treatment they're undergoing. Third degree heart block here, distractor. The reason I threw that in there is just to be in relation to the low heart rate that we have, because in third degree heart block, what you'll see on an ECG is a very slow heart rate, which is the ventricular escape rhythm of about 30. So 30, 35, 40 is what you'll see on the ECG. QRS complex is very far apart, and you'll see that there's no relationship between the P waves and the QRS complexes. Third degree heart block, you can see sometimes just in patients with ischemia, but you can also get that pathologically in things like diphtheria and also Lyme disease, and congenitally in patients who are in neonates who have mothers with systemic lupus erythematosus. And third degree heart block requires pacing. That's it.